There's a famous Ramban who points out the difference between what we call Nes and what we call Teva, something miraculous versus something we call nature, natural. It's something that happens all the time, we call it nature. Something that happens once in a while, we call miraculous. The example given is when the Jewish people lived in the Midbar, so what was the norm? They used to get manna min hashamayim, food from heaven. And therefore, food from heaven, that was the norm. And of course, Chazal tell us you could make it taste to whatever you wanted it to. But when they entered the Eretz Yisrael, and they told Yehoshua, or Yehoshua told them, you know what we're going to do for food now? You're going to take seeds, plant them in the ground, trees. They say, wow, what a miracle, from a little seed. This big tree is going to grow all this fruit. So it's all about perspective. Today, if we got manna min hashamayim, we think it's a nes, and we take fruit from the tree as for granted. We take it as nature. And in fact, that's what the Bali Musa point out, that let's say you're an editor of a newspaper, and you have two choices. You could put on the headline, baby born today, or Tchiyas HaMesim, resurrection of the dead. So if you put baby born, you'll probably be out of a job. But resurrection of the dead, you're clearly going to put, because that's going to sell more papers. Yet Chazal teach us that it's a greater nes that a baby's born from a tipa srucha, from a drop, than a Tchiyas HaMesim is. It's a resurrection of the dead. You're already there. It's just a matter of bringing the body back to life. So we find that you showed throughout the difference between nature and supernatural. That when it happens all the time. So that's what they point out. That's the Ramban. And there's a famous story with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, he was trying to get tzedakah from what he called a miser. This person never liked to give tzedakah. So he said to him, he said, will you give tzedakah if I do a miracle? This person happened to love miracles. He said, yeah. If you do miracles, so then I will become, I will give money to charity. So he says, okay, great, here's the miracle. Give me $400 bills. I'm going to put them in the four corners on the ground of the table. And then you see this bowl on top of the table. The four bills are going to end up on the bowl on top. So he said, okay, great. If you could do that, that would be amazing. I like those kind of miracles. So he said, okay. So he calls his son, Chayamo, will you go get the bills and put them on the bowl? So the guy said, what are you talking? That's not a miracle. He said, getting money from you, that is a miracle. So obviously it's all about perspective. In fact, there's a whole discussion whether we actually have miracles today. Because on one hand, the Gemara says in Yuma that Purim, Lamedzeach al Yelos HaShachar, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches, learns out that Purim was the last miracle. Hanukkah, that's a separate discussion there. Or the Gemara in Brachas, why don't we have miracles today? Because we don't have the same Mesirish Nefesh. On the other hand, the Chafetz Chaim Paskins, the Mishneh Berurah, that we make a Bracha, Shasali Neitzim, Makam Azeh, if let's say water starts springing up in a desert. So on one hand, we see that there are miracles, so it depends what you mean by a miracle, of course. And then, even if you assume there are miracles, the question is, do you want one to happen to you? As the Gemara has the story in Tainus, where I think Rabbi Yosef's kid, they were working in an orchard, they forgot their lunch, they were sitting under these fig trees, and they were all unripe, and he did a miracle because they forgot their lunch, and they ate the figs. And when I think Rabbi Yosef's father came by, he brought them lunch, he said, oh, we can't eat anymore, and they told him what happened. He was very upset. And the miracles are going to cost you. The question is, do you want one? Or the different story with the person had no food for his daughter. His wife died, so he said he had to milk his daughter. He He was breastfeeding his daughter. And the Gemara says, Kama garua, albeit, like, why waste miracles? In other words, how better to have someone just bring you like a quart of milk or something like that. On the other hand, we know with Hananiah ben Dosa, his house was full of miracles. He says, he put vinegar, the daughter put vinegar in the candles, vinegar instead of oil, and therefore he says, don't worry, he who commands oil to burn will surely command vinegar to burn. So, that's the whole discussion. Are there nisim today? Do we want them? So even when we want the nes, even though ain't somchen al nes, but we want, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles, unless you're on the madrega of Hananiah ben Dosa, Hananiah ben Dosa, you don't want God to break the laws of nature. We only make miracles. God only does nisim when they're necessary. Even when they're necessary, he minimizes them, like the Ramban by the ark, even though he made the ark big, but it really wasn't big enough to fit all the animals and people in. I said, why don't you make a canoe? The answer is, even when he does the miracle, we want to minimize the nes. And for us, for the Yidden, we don't really believe in miracles, but someone's not a maimin because of miracles. A Jew has to have amuna, and that's why we see that real miracles by themselves don't cause you to internalize things. Like the story with Bobo the acrobat, who used to come to Niagara Falls. He walked across he tight-roped across. Everyone was saying how good he was, and then he said, come back tomorrow. Tomorrow, he says, I'm going to do a blindfold, and he did it, and the crowds got bigger. He said, come back tomorrow. And he'll go blind in a wheel cart. And then he says, come back the next day. He says, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to blindfold in a wheel cart. I'm going to put someone in it. And they're all saying, yay, great. And they said, any volunteers? Silence, of course, because no one believes based on miracle. They like to see them, but doesn't get inside you. In fact, that's why Kriyas Yantzev is known as the prototype of all miracles. Vayaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avda wasn't the greatest in terms of supernatural. It was the greatest in the sense that what led the Jews to Amun b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo, and that's how the greater the nes is, the more the association with the divine. And that's the so that obviously we believe in miracles, but we try to do them in a sense where we try to see the nesim in the Derech HaTeva. Not necessarily having breaking the laws of nature, if God needs to, he will. But we try to do everything in terms of working within the guidelines of Teva.